Today I'm joined by Steve Wayne, very well known North London estate agent, top bloke, all round top geezer. Steve, thanks for joining me today. We've known each other for 9 years. You're a straight talking bloke. What's your predictions for the 2024 property market? Talk to me.
It couldn't be worse than last year, so that's always a start. Well, we now have 4 days into the year, and I think it's going to be busy. I can generally, I get all the leads that come into our office in Edgware on sales, and you can get a vibe of the energy of a market. And I definitely think that we're in for a better year than last. We're not in for the COVID year, which was just insane, but I think we're in for a good, solid year. I expect prices to hold, and there might be a slight 1 or 2% either way. Interest rates, I would like to think will stay where they are, or slightly, maybe towards the end of the year, might drop. Obviously, we've got an election coming this year. For me, I would like to see that in September, which means we get that drop down in August when it dropped down anyway. But I think positive. I think it will be a good year. I think it will be, 20, 25% up on transactions on last year.
I mean, we're going to end on about 880,000, which is about 25% less than in 2022, which was 1.1 million.
Which would tie up exactly with our figures on last year. But I
Yeah.
think next year, this year coming,
2024.
will be that 25 will recover. And I think we'll have a good solid year.
It's interesting that estate agents judge the property market on house prices, and you're not even hardly mentioning house prices, you're mentioning transaction. Why do you think estate agents focus so much on house prices?
I think it's because the public are obsessed with it more than anything else. But for me, I don't really, if I sell 10 houses at 500 or 10 houses at 550, it doesn't really bother me. For me, it's about how many houses do we sell, what market share we have. And, I can't control the house market prices. I can control how many I sell and what I do to get to those numbers.
What advice would you give to estate agents on changing their mindset? Because what you've just said is, I think, page one stuff, but most agents don't think that way.
I think most stuff that most people talked about is page one stuff. I think you've just got to get yourself, the public are obsessed with house prices, but to us it doesn't matter. But then it probably comes with you talk to the public about house prices, and when you go in and overvalue a house, your mindset's wrong. Everyone wants to sell their house, and I think as estate agents, we worry about getting more money than everyone else. But if three of us give the wrong prices just purely, and people do it, I've had people work for me do it just for the sake of it, just to get that listing, it's not helping anyone. So house prices are sort of irrelevant, how much money we make. And I think as a business owner, you need to get very much your mind in how much money does each transaction make me, and focus on that rather than house prices is not our problem. They're the nicest way, the public's problem.
Steve, thank you for your time today.